As the opioid crisis rages on, pain specialists are looking into alternative ways to treat pain that don't rely on addictive pain painkillers. So we have someone who can help us out. We have Dr. Todd Sitzman, who is president of the North American Neuromodulation Society. And also he's joined with us, one of his patients, Michael Lott, joins us. Let's talk, doctor, first of all, what is neuromodulation?
Oh, neuromodulation is a treatment in which direct electrical currents are applied to the central nervous system to interfere with pain pathways. One type of neuromodulation is called spinal cord stimulation.
And this is something that can help people who have pain. Now, all of us have pain on occasion, but I guess we have to differentiate between chronic pain versus regular pain. If you could take us down that description first.
Certainly, Bruce. Regular pain can be anticipated. If you injure yourself, if you have surgery, you can anticipate a healing process. And during that process, you know that there's going to be several days or several weeks of pain. But when pain outlasts the healing process, when pain lasts more than 3 months and occurs on a daily basis, it can impact not only the individual, but their work, their family life, their income, and have devastating effects on the family. And it has a tremendous burden on society as well.
Yeah, it's more than just the physical pain. There's emotional pain that comes with it, too, I assume.
Oh, without question. Patients experiencing daily pain for months on end, for years on end, have depression, have anxiety, have withdrawal from society and family events. It can be predicted.
Okay, you brought with us also one of your patients, Michael. If you could tell us your story and what kind of pain you had experienced.
Yeah, Bruce, about 10 years ago, I was diagnosed with a herniated disc and degenerative disc disease. After four major surgeries, after having to give up my career, having to retire from my job, I found Dr. Sitzman. We went through many, many types of medications trying to find something that would help me, and I was still hurting 24 hours a day. It got to the point where I would stay in my room, in my chair or in the bed. I did not want to see anybody. I went through a lot of depression. I was ready to give up.
So, doctor, what did you discover, or how did you treat Michael? What did you do?
Well, Michael, at the time, we did exhaust alternative therapies. We exhausted medications, opioid analgesics, high-dose opioid analgesics, injections, physical therapy. Nothing worked. I utilized a treatment called spinal cord stimulation. He went through a trial of this treatment. It's been around for 30 years, but technological advances over the past several years have made it an excellent treatment choice, almost like a first-line treatment choice for patients with chronic pain. During the trial, he achieved greater than 50% relief of pain. He was able to function better. He was able to sleep better. And he had a successful trial. And then we went to the permanent implantation of the spinal cord stimulator. It's similar to a pacemaker, if you will. It's implanted. It's sustainable. It lasts anywhere between 7 and 9 years. And he utilizes it on a daily basis, and he minimizes use of medication. And in fact, Michael, he's on no medication at this time.
That's correct. I went from taking 90 milligrams of Oxycontin a day. My wife wouldn't even let me out of the house. I'm taking zero pain medicine now. On a scale of 1 to 10, my pain level is probably, at the worst, a 2. At the best, a 0. It has really changed my lifestyle, gave me my old life back.
Doctor, Michael had issues with his back, and this is sort of through spinal cord stimulation, but the spine is where all the nerves end up going through anyway. Is that the location where most of this would be done, no matter where the pain is located?
Well, no, if the pain is in the periphery, meaning if it's outside of the spine, it could be placed. The stimulators can be placed along the peripheral nerve. If it's in the neck or upper extremity, the stimulator would be placed in the neck. So for low back, it's placed in the low back. for neck, it's placed in the neck, and for a specific type of pain in the periphery, it can be placed in the peripheral nervous system.
What exactly is happening to make this work? What, if you can kind of give us details without getting too scientific, I guess.
Well, think of what we do. We're with medications, we're prescribing medications. We're prescribing drugs that affect the central nervous system to decrease pain. Well, physicians that prescribe neuromodulation, and specifically spinal cord stimulation, we're prescribing electrical current. The electricity is applied to the spinal cord over pathways that transmit pain. It can be done such that the patient can barely perceive that this stimulation is occurring and yet have pain relief. They function normally, they move normally, without pain.
Pain, though, is their body's way of telling us something's not right. So does something get fixed, or is the chronic pain caused? They can still, you know, kind of get through the day, but there's nothing you can do to fix the pain? Is that what we're talking about?
Well, no, Bruce, that's an excellent point. It's widely known among pain specialists, but not well recognized among patients and the lay public, that chronic pain is a disease in and of itself. Chronic pain serves no purpose. So having your spinal cord relay messages that would normally be perceived as normal sensation, as being painful sensation, serves no purpose. So if we modulate that pain process through spinal cord stimulation, we're essentially treating it in a sustained fashion. No different than treating it with medications in a sustained fashion. So we're not curing it, we're managing it long term.
You're basically kind of blocking this chronic pain from being sensed by the rest of the body, I guess, in a sense. And I'm questioning, is there an age range where this is more applicable, or what is your protocol for that?
Well, it's usually applied anywhere from adolescence through the elderly. There's no specific age. There's nothing that says because they're a certain age they cannot have this therapy. Anyone experiencing pain on a daily basis should ask their physician, is there an alternative to opioids? Is there an alternative for me taking medication on a daily basis? And yes, there are. There are alternatives, and neuromodulation is one.
Is that one that you would do further down your checklist, or is that something that is kind of in the mid-range where you would decide this is the alternative you want to go?
It would be done more mid-range. Certainly you want to exhaust non-invasive treatments that may be effective, and someone with mild pain may be managed appropriately with medications in low doses, may be managed appropriately with injections or physical therapy. When surgery is not an option to fix the problem, then we have to look to other treatments, such as spinal cord stimulation, for individuals experiencing daily pain, severe daily pain.
Where can you find out more about this, and is this something that most physicians may have on their charts to do, or do you have to kind of find a specialist and kind of go a separate route?
Bruce, you really have to find a specialist, and you have to search it yourself, because this treatment is widely available, but it's not widely known even among family physicians. So if your listeners out there want to know more about spinal cord stimulation and neuromodulation, go to a website called askaboutpain.com. askaboutpain.com.
Well, we've got a lot of answers from our pain questions this morning. We appreciate your time, Dr. Todd Sitzman, who is with the North American Neuromodulation Society, and also one of his patients, Michael, joining us, telling us about his story. Gentlemen, we appreciate your time this morning. Thank you for sharing.
Thank you, Bruce.
Thank you.